Blog Talk Radio.
I don't know if you want to be on or not, but you said you did. But it is other day now. Oh, boy.
Hello, Mother and Father.
Hello. Hello. We got a guest, but she said she's just going to listen. Doris Reed.
Good afternoon, ain't you, Beth?
Good afternoon.
That ain't came in.
Hello,
good
evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening. This is the Shirley.
Yes. Good evening.
Good evening.
Welcome. Okay, I'm gonna call Auntie. So Auntie Janet.
Yes.
Welcome.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Thank you.
Good evening. Good evening.
Okay, Loretta, you want to go ahead and start reading until others join?
Okay, sure. I'll pick up reading Exodus 34, where God is redoing the Ten Commandments, 34 and 15. No, do not make a peace treaty of any kind with the people living in the land, for they are spiritual prostitutes committing adultery against me by sacrificing to their God. If you become friendly with them and one of them invites you to go with him and worship his idol, you are apt to do it. And you would accept their daughters who worship other gods as wives for your sons. And then your sons would commit adultery against me by worshiping their wives' God. You must have nothing to do with idols. Be sure to celebrate the Feast of Unleavened Bread for 7 days, just as I instructed you at the dates appointed each year in March. That was the month you left Egypt. Every firstborn male is my cattle, sheep, and goats. The firstborn coat of a donkey may be redeemed by giving a lamb. In its place, you shall decide not to redeem it. If you decide not to redeem it, then its neck must be broken, but your son must all be redeemed, and no one shall appear before me without a gift. Even during plowing and harvest time, work only 6 days and rest on the seventh. And you must remember to celebrate these three annual religious festivals: the Festival of Weeks, the Festival of First Wheat, and the Harvest Festival. On each of these three occasions, all of the men and boys of Israel shall appear before the Lord. No one will attack and conquer your land when you go up to appear before the Lord your God those three times each year, for the Lord will drive out the nation from before you and enlarge your boundaries. You must not use leavened bread, which are sacrifices to me, and none of the meat of the Passover lamb may be kept over until the following morning. And you must bring the best of the first of each year crops to the tabernacle of the Lord your God. You must not cook a young goat in its mother's milk. And the Lord said to Moses, write down these laws that I have given you, for they represent the terms of my covenant with you and with Israel. Moses was up on the mountain with the Lord for 40 days and 40 nights, and in all that time he neither ate nor drank. At that time, God wrote out the covenant, the Ten Commandments, on the stone tablet. Moses didn't realize as he came back down the mountain that the tablet that his face glowed from being in the presence of God. Because of this radiance upon his face, Aaron and the people of Israel was afraid to come near him. But Moses called them over to him, and Aaron and the leaders of the congregation came and talked with him. Afterwards, all the people came to him, and he gave them the commandments the Lord had given him upon the mountain. When Moses had finished speaking with them, he put a veil over his face. But whenever he went into the tabernacle to speak with the Lord, he removed the veil until he came out again. Then he would pass on to the people whatever instruction God had given him, and the people would see his face aglow. Afterwards, he would put the veil on again until he returned to speak to God. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that reading, Loretta. We had two new callers. We had Auntie Carrie.
Yes.
And Auntie Dot.
Yes.
Okay. Are you by yourself, Dot?
Yes.
Okay. All righty. Well, let me do a roll call, and then I'll turn it back over to Loretta to open us up. We have Mom and Pop. We have Auntie Betty. We have Loretta, Sister Shirley. We have Auntie Janet, Auntie Carrie, and Auntie Dot, myself, Angela. And also we have a guest with Mom and Pop. Her name is Doris. Welcome, Doris, to our call.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, yes.
Praise the Lord. Well, good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
For this is the day that the Lord has made, so let's rejoice and be glad in it. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Welcome to the Nellis Family Weekly Prayer Service. We pray that you all brought some good news to share. If not, just say pass. Now, if everyone would bow their head for the blessing of the prayer line, led by Angela.
Okay. Lord, thank you for this day. Thank you for waking us up to endure another day on this earth, specifically to glorify your name. It is a good day. We are united in prayer to praise and worship you. You are more than deserving. Because of you, your unfailing, unconditional love, we are thankful that you continually forgive us for our sins. We thank you for just being our Father, caring and loving us no matter what. Lord, bring your word to life for us, and let us see ourselves in your great story of love and redemption. Speak to us as we seek you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, we're going to go ahead and start with our program. I'd like to start with Auntie Betty.
Yes. To God be the glory. I'm reading from Romans 10, starting at verse 1. Said, brethren, my heart desire and the prayer to God for Israel that they might be saved.
For I bear them record that they have a zeal of God, but not according to knowledge. For they being ignorant of God's righteousness, and gone about to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God. For Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone that believes. For Moses described the righteousness which is of the law, that a man which doeth those things shall live by them. But the righteousness which is of faith speak on this wise, say not in thy heart, who shall ascend unto the heaven, that is to bring Christ down from above? Or who shall descend unto the deep, that is to bring Christ up again from the dead? But what says it? The word is now thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thy heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture says, whosoever believes on him shall not be ashamed. Amen.
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 All right.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Betty, out of Romans. Okay, Auntie Dot, do you have any good news to share today?
Yes, I'm going to read Isaiah chapter 43, verse 5 to 8. Fear not, for I am with thee. I will bring thy seed from the east and gather them from the west. I will say to the north, give up to the south, keep not back. Bring my son from far, and my daughter from the end of the earth. Even everyone that is called by my name, for I have created him for my glory. I have formed him, yet I have made him. Bring forth the blind people that have eyes, and the deaf that have ears. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that reading out of Isaiah, Auntie Dot. Okay, how about you, Mother? Would you like to share any good news?
Yes, I'm going to read my Sunday school lessons, and the subject is heritage and hope, coming out of Leviticus 23:33-43. And the first section is dedication. And the Lord spoke unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, saying, the 15th day of this 7th month shall be the feast of tabernacles for 7 days unto the Lord. On the first day shall be an holy convocation, yet shall do no severe work therein. 7 days ye shall offer an offering made by fire unto the Lord. On the 8th day shall be an holy convocation unto you. And ye shall offer an offering made by fire unto the Lord. It is a solemn assembly, and ye shall do no severe work therein. The second is destination, Leviticus 23:37-39. There are the feasts of the Lord which ye shall proclaim to be holy convocation, to offer an offering made by fire unto the Lord, a burnt offering and a meat offering, a sacrifice and a drink offering, eat everything upon his day. Besides the Sabbaths of the Lord, and besides your gifts, and besides all of your vows, and besides all of your freewill offering, which he give unto the Lord. also in the 15th day of the seventh month, when ye have gathered in the fruit of the land, ye shall keep a feast unto the Lord 7 days. On the first day shall be no Sabbath, and on the eighth day shall be no Sabbath. Okay, now the last section is dwelling, Leviticus 23:40-43. And ye shall take you on the first day and brought up a godly tree, branches and palm trees and the bark of fig trees and willows of the brook. And ye shall rejoice before the Lord your God 7 days, and ye shall keep it a feast unto the Lord 7 days in the year. It shall be a statute forever in your generation. Ye shall celebrate it in the seventh month. Ye shall dwell in booths 7 days. All that are Israelite shall dwell in booths. That your generation may know that I made the children of Israel to dwell in booths when I brought them out of the land of Egypt. I am the Lord your God. Amen.
Thank you for that reading, Mom, out of Leviticus. Okay. Sister Shirley, do you have any good news for us?
Yes, I'll be reading from Ephesians 4:14-21, Appreciation of the Mystery. For this reason, I bow my knees to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, from whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to strengthen with might through his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and length and depth and height, to know the love of Christ which passes knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us, to him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus to all generations forever and ever. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Thank you for that reading out of Ephesians, Sister Shirley. Pops, would you like to share any good news?
Read the scripture reading and the life and ministry of Jesus. And we can find that in Luke 4:14-20, Matthew 4:23-25. I might read tomorrow again. I didn't want to read. Then I stopped. Okay, here we go. And Jesus returned into power, Spirit of Galilee. And there went out his fame of him to all the region round about. And he taught in their synagogue, trying to glorify all. He came to Nazareth, where he was brought up, and as the custom was, he went into the synagogue and established it on the Sabbath day, and stood up to read. There was delivered to him a book of the prophet Esau. And when he had opened the book, found the place where he was to read. The spirit of the Lord was upon him. He had anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captive, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set all liberty them that were bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. Not record-wise. Amen.
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 Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you for the reading, Pops, out of Luke and Matthew. Okay, Loretta, do you have anything to share?
Yes. 1 John and 2. It goes on to say, my little children, I am telling you this so that you will stay away from sin. But if you sin, there is someone to plead for you before the Father. His name is Jesus Christ, the one who is all that is good and who pleases God completely. He is the one who took God's wrath against our sin upon himself and brought us into fellowship with God. And he is the forgiveness of our sins, and not only ours, but of the whole world. Amen.
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 Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And thank you for that reading out of 1 John. Loretta, Auntie Janet, do you have anything to share today?
Yes, I would like to share a lesson. Ephesians. It says, our faith connects our weaknesses to God's power. You are the God that does wonders. You are our strength. The world fears the power of the atom, yet we belong to the God of the universe, who not only created that atomic power, but also raised Christ from the dead. God's incomparable great power is available to help us. There is, therefore, nothing, absolutely nothing, too difficult or too hard for our God. God is the God of all power. We can trust him. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Janet. Auntie Carrie. Auntie Carrie, do you have anything to share?
Yes. Yes. I was going to read Romans 12. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your body a living sacrifice, wholly accepted unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is good and acceptable and a perfect will of God. For I say, though the grace given unto me to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God has dealt to every man in measure of faith. For we have many members in one body, and all the members have not the same office. So we be many, a one body in Christ, and everyone members of one another, having been the gift of difference according to the grace that is given unto us, whereby we prophesy, let us prophesy according to the proportion of our faith. Or our minister, let us wait on our ministry. Or he that teaches on teaching. Or he that exhort on exhortation. He be given. Let him do with simplicity. He that ruleth with diligence, that he shows mercy with cheerfulness. Let love be without dissimulation. Or hard that which is evil, cling to that which is good. Be kind and affectionate to one another, with brotherly love and honor, preferring one of another. Amen.
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 Thank you for that reading on the Romans, Auntie Carrie. Okay, well, we'll move on to the next portion of our program.
Angela.
Yes, ma'am.
Angela.
Yes, ma'am.
I'll say I'm on a John right now. I do a
reading. Oh, shoot.
You heard? I do some reading. Let us see
that. Oh, okay, go ahead.
Okay, I'm coming from Psalm, the fourth chapter. Hear me when I call, oh God. Hear me when I call, O God of my righteousness. Thou hast enlarged me when I was in distress. Have mercy upon me and hear my prayer. Mm-hmm. O ye sons of men, how long will ye turn my glory into shame? How long will ye love vanity? And how long will and seek after leashmen? But now that the Lord has set apart him that is godly for himself, the Lord will hear when I call unto him. Amen.
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 Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Okay, well, we'll move on to our program to the sick and shut in. I'll turn it over to Loretta.
Okay, may everyone bow their head for the sick and shut in, please. Dear Heavenly Father, we ask that you continue to bless our sick and shut ins, especially Daddy Verna, Uncle Willie, Dwight Thomas, Hubert and Daniel Lowe, Auntie Marie, Uncle Dave, Ruth Edwards, Auntie Betty, Uncle Champ, Uncle Oliver, Mary Ann, and family, DeMarcus Malachi, Tony, Jesse, and Doretha Verna, Kevin Avery, Rochelle Bessler, Sister Shirley, Loretta and Latoya Simmons, Du Bois family, the Rossiter family, Carlos and the Wells family, Eileen Holliday, Desert Kendrick, Valerie Crockett, the Williams family, the Moody family, Brian and Eric, and anyone else that we're not aware of but stand in the need of a prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the blood, for there is still power in the blood, and we know by his stripes we are healed. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for your Son, for he is the reason that we live. We ask that you lift us up so that we will have the strength to keep pressing forward with Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Father God, we ask that you continue to bless us in Jesus Christ's holy name. Let everyone say amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that Christmas prayer, Loretta. Okay. We will proceed with our program to acknowledge birthdays from February the 28th through March the 5th. Anyone have any birthdays they would want to acknowledge?
Hello?
guess we don't know of any birthday, but we know that there's someone's birthday.
Amen.
Okay, well, Loretta, would you like to sing the birthday song for us?
Sure. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to God's children. Happy birthday to you. And many, many more. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for that, Loretta. Okay, well, we'll go ahead and get into our program as we talk about some testimonies or praise or poems or songs. I'd like to start off with you, Mother.
So, God, well, I'm tempted to say
Amen. Aretha.
Just so close to walk with thee. Granted, Jesus, if you please. Daily walk and close with thee. Let it be. Dear Lord, let it be. I am weak, but thou art strong. Jesus, keep me from all wrong. I'll be satisfied as long as I walk. Let me walk, close with thee. Yes, I'll close to walk with thee. Granted, Jesus, if you please, daily walk and close with thee, and let it be, dear Lord, let it be. Through this world of toss and snare, if I fall, good Lord, who care? Who will me my burden share? None but thee, dear Lord, none but thee. Oh, I'll close to war with thee. Granted, Jesus, if you please, daily walk and close with thee. Let it be, Lord, let it be. When my feeble life is over, time for me to be no more. God may give me to thy kingdom, show to thy show. Yes, I'll close to walk with thee. Granted, Jesus, if you please,
oh, it
let
is
me walk a close with thee. Let it be, dear Lord, let it be. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that, Mother. Next, Pop, would you like to share anything else with us this evening?
Yes. I think I read a couple more lines.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah. Let's see. Yeah. The Creator. Genesis 1:1-5. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Faithful was our Lord. And boy, in the alien world, with war and darkness was upon the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the water. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. Amen.
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 Thank you for that reading, Pop. Auntie Daddy, would you like to share anything else with us this evening?
Yes. I'm going to try the same.
Amen.
Hello?
God has smiled on me. He has set me free. God has smiled on me.
Hallelujah.
He's been good to me. God has smiled on me. He has set me free. God has smiled on me. He's been good to me. Amazing grace. How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. God has smiled on me. He has set me free. God has smiled on me. Yeah, he's been good. He's been good. He's been good to me. Amen, amen, amen.
Hallelujah.
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 Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you
for that, Auntie. That is awesome. Okay. Loretta, do you have any more news to share with us?
Yes, since this is the last Sunday in our Black History Month, I would like to share, what does Black History mean to me? To me, Black History means that that's our time to go out into the world and show that we are an equal, that we have the same rights, and that we can achieve at the same level, even higher than they. Black history is also a time when we get to enjoy the freedom we didn't always have. To those who say that Black History Month is not needed or important to have, they're wrong. Because every month in school and anywhere in life, we are learning about the history of the world before, and rarely do you see anything about the accomplishments and lives of the blacks.
We weren't always slaves or unsmart, in the shadows, and underachievers. We stepped up and overcame those things and fought for the chance to show the world that we are no different from them and to prove them wrong. Black history is also very important because there is so much about us and so many black people out there that not only fought for blacks, but for whites and other races as well. So this 1 month that we have out of the whole year is our spotlight to be on us so we can show the world we are the same and no different. We can be just as successful as the whites that thought they could never that we could never do it. Why would you be going on black anyway or make us the white slave? Why did we ever do the whites for them to treat us that way we did? The white thought that because we stood out in however way and we went about things, dealt with things the way we would respond, etc., thought that we couldn't amount up to anything, that they could push us around. Because of appearance and other areas of stuff, to them we were lost, were low class. Just because we didn't drive fancy cars, or ride nice horses, have bug houses and nice clothes, and we was under standards of life, well, we don't deserve that. We are just as good and have proved them wrong over the many years. Black History Month is a time for us to remind them that we are one, we are equal, we can achieve and do big things, we care and are very smart people, and we are fighting for what we believe in. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Thank you for that reading, Loretta, on Black History. Okay, Sister Shirley, do you have anything else you would like to share?
Yes. As I reflect on our Sunday school lesson today, two facts I hope will remain with each of us. Number one, memory is a gift from God. And number two, we are to teach our children things that they should remember and pass on to their children. With that being said, we need to remember three amendments to the U.S. Constitution were adopted after the Civil War, guaranteeing African Americans these rights and freedoms. The 13th Amendment ended slavery. The 14th Amendment made former slaves U.S. citizens. And the 15th Amendment made it illegal to deny anyone the right to vote because of his or her race. Black History Observance. O God, you have heard the anguished cries of our ancestors. Their sounds echoed and penetrate time to remind us of our foreparents who were brutally captured and forcibly enslaved as they left the peaceful womb of their African homeland. O God, you answered us during our exodus from Africa. You wiped every teardrop during our exile in captivity. Our foreparents dared to dream that one day on these shores we would become politicians, preachers, educators, doctors, writers, scientists, artists, and so much more. Our ancestors' hard work, their courage, their convictions, and their belief in you paved the way for our emancipation and education. But it is clear, you have liberated us. You have set us free. Free at last. Free at last. Thank God Almighty, we're free at last. Please remember to teach our children Black history. Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Awesome.
Sister Shirley. Okay, our guest, Doris, do you have anything else to share?
No, I'm just saying, John.
Okay,
I'm just saying,
thank
John.
You. Uh-huh. Okay, lady. Auntie Janet, do you have anything else to share?
Yes, I would like to share the poem taken from The Great Good Shepherd. The God of love, my shepherd is, and he that doth me feed. While he is mine and I am his, what can I want or need? He leads me to the tender grass, where I both feed and rest, then to the streams that gently pass, in both I have the best. Or if I stray, he doth convert and bring my mind in frame, and all that is not for my desert, but for his holy name. Great and good shepherd is our God. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that. Thank you for that.
Praise the Lord.
Carrie, do you have any good news to share?
Who did you say, Angela?
Okay.
Sorry, guys, I'm kind of hoarse today.
Auntie Dot, do you have any additional words you would like to share with us today?
Yes, I'm going to read prayers that change things.
Amen.
As a Christian, I must remain positive. Negative has no place in my life. Heavenly Father, help me get out of the negative mindset. I want to focus on things that are true, honest, yes, pure, lovely, and for good report. Lord God, you are the portion of my inheritance and of my cup. I know that you maintain my life, and I have a godly inheritance. Thank you, Lord. I will bless you for your counsel in my life. Amen.
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 Praise
the Lord.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that, Auntie Dot. Before we go into the closing prayer, is there anything else anyone else would like to share? Okay. Well, what I do is I'll read part of my something to say, and then I'll just go into our closing prayer. I think it's very reflective. Where two or three are gathered, after Jesus ascended to heaven, his disciples were left to take the reins of the ministry he had called them to. Confronted with the monumental task, the disciples devoted themselves to prayer. They had seen the way Jesus prayed, heard his teachings on prayer. Now it was up to them to commit to a life of prayer. In doing so, they prayed together, remembering Jesus' instructions that where two or three are gathered in my name, I'm there with you. So they began a life of prayer, expecting Jesus would do amazing things through them. When believers gather to pray, whether in small groups or in worship, we join our hearts with a common purpose, invoking God's power, grace, faithfulness, and will. God created us for independence. God's life of faith was not meant to be a solo project. We need each other. Prayer binds us together in a common purpose, and we see God do great things among us. In prayer, Lord, surround us with good friends who will be prayer partners in life. Thank you for coming among us when we gather to seek you. Give us diligence to make time for praying together with other believers. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Praise
the Lord. Amen. Amen. Yes. Amen. Well, that concludes our program for tonight. The Nellums family and friends would like to thank everyone for joining us. And we pray that there was something shared that will help us through our busy week. Remember to put God first in all that you do, for if you acknowledge him, he will direct your path, for he is right there just waiting on you. May everyone have a blessed week. Jesus loves you, and so do we. Good night, everyone. We love you.
Good night.
Good night. Good
night. Good night.
Nellums family blessed. The Nellums family would like to thank everyone and have a blessed week. Good night.
Good night.